This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Saturday, May 7, 2022, and these are the headlines. Law enforcers from the Task Force Davao and the Davao City Police Office arrested four individuals carrying firearms and illegal drugs as they were entering the border of the city at the Lacson checkpoint in Calinan on May 5. The suspects were Kurt Lawrence T. Habaton, 20, single, Christian Ray R. Atay, 23, single, Nicole T. Labaton, 21, single, and Lawrence A. Labaton, 43, married, all residents of Del Carmen, Iligan City, and were on board a vehicle from Bukidnon and on the way to General Santos City. Captain John Louis de Maala, Task Force Davao spokesperson, said, found from them were a .45 caliber handgun, a magazine loaded with five live bullets, and a sachet of suspected shabu weighing around 1.57 grams with an estimated street value of 25,120 pesos. The incident was the second big catch of the day following the interception of about 120,000 pesos in suspected shabu early that morning while the security forces were conducting a citywide simulation exercise on terrorism. In another story, the Davao City Police Office has filed criminal cases against 2,414 individuals for not wearing face masks, a violation of Davao City Ordinance No. 0307-20. City Police Director Alberto Lupaz said those who were charged were among the 10,147 that were issued citation tickets between January and last week of last month. Lupaz said 2,861 were able to pay the fines, while actions on the remaining cases have yet to be resolved. Under the ordinance, anyone arrested for not wearing a face mask pays a fine of 500 pesos for first offense, 2,000 pesos for second offense, and 5,000 pesos or 1 month imprisonment for the third offense. In business, Trade and Industry Secretary Ramon Lopez said the agency's financing arm has released a total of 7.2 billion pesos worth of loans to micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, to help them recover from the pandemic. At the launch of the Rise Up program Friday, Lopez said the 7.2 billion peso loan disbursed to MSMEs came from the Coronavirus Disease 2019 Assistance to Restart Enterprises, or CARES program, of a small business corporation. SB Corp launched the CARES program, a zero-interest loan in 2020, with a 1 billion peso budget funded internally. With the success of the program, Congress allocated 10 billion pesos under the Bayanihan to Recover as One for the CARES loan. However, the Department of Budget and Management, or DBM, only released 8.8 billion pesos to the DTI's financing arm. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.